Thank you. Thank you. I'm in the calm. I'm in the calm. Am I too close? Okay. I think I'm in the calm of the vortex. And my question to you has to do, I've been in the hot seat. This is the third time. I hope this is the charm. I know it certainly will be better than the first time.
Well, what do you mean by that? We don't bring you here to get you done.
No, I know.
So what do you mean by you hope this third time is the charm? You hope you finally get the answer to all questions?
No, because that's not possible. I think the work I've done through your teaching has helped me to better clarify where I'm going. Example, a week before we sailed, I decided I wanted to go on this cruise. I'm here. And I'm so peaceful, but I want that action.
Now, before, good. This is the little trap we tried to draw you right into. So the week before you decided to come, how calm was that experience?
I knew if I came, it would be calm. I knew if I didn't come, it would be okay.
But waiting to the last minute like that, how did that play out in your experience? Did everything just fall right into place?
Yes, ma'am.
Good.
Amazing. Good. More organized than I would have been.
Then you are in that place of calm. So what is your question?
My question has to do with the first two questions in the hot seat. The first question I asked you was about winning the lottery and my Abraham group that we used to have in Atlanta that played the lottery. And you asked me at that time, you said, do you think you would find a house you like better than the house you live in now? And I said, yeah, but after I thought about it, I lied to you, Abraham. I'm very sorry.
Well, fortunately, the universe and law of attraction does not respond to your words, but to your vibration. And so it's not possible to lie. It's not possible to deceive, because how you feel is how you feel, and how you feel is what you attract.
Right.
And that's nice to know. Or not so nice. It depends on how you feel.
The second time in the hot seat was after my husband died. He died 2.5 years ago. And I asked you a question about that and death. And now I have another question. These things are coming. I'm making them come. Part of our investment when he was alive and working full time, and I'm retired college professor on teacher pension, I still own 2 luxury properties that we easily did together and paid for. I do have an IRA that covers some of it, but my teacher retirement certainly doesn't pay the mortgages on these 2 properties. I've had one for sale for 2.5 years. It's on a lake in the mountains, beautiful, beautiful home, but it makes me sad to go up there because it was so my husband's, okay? The ashes we scattered up there, everything. So I really wanted it to sell, and I also have that house in Atlanta that is too big. I live on 1 floor. But it's the one that first time you asked me would I find a house I like better than the house where I live. And it's been on the market for 1.5 years. I am seeing myself imagining where I'm going to land when I sell them both. I'm seeing everything about it I like.
Well, we want to... Sometimes we say to people, what do you want? And they tell us, and we can feel something different than their words. And sometimes we ask people how they feel, and they tell us, but we can feel something different than their words. And we want to say to everyone that when you care about knowing how you really feel, and you are aware of where you really are, then you can feel when you find an improvement in your vibration. Mm-hmm. So when you tell us that you are in the calm, mm-hmm. and then you describe the things that you're describing, we feel a discord between the words, I'm in the calm, and the way you feel as you are describing what's currently going on. So the first thing we want to say to you, and we say it to everybody, is get real about how you feel. Because if you don't acknowledge how you feel, then you have no way of discerning whether you're making any improvement in the releasing of resistance, you see. So how you feel is worried. You're worried about these finances and frustrated that you have these beautiful properties and concerned about the what they're saying about the market, which really doesn't have anything to do with personal experience. So once you acknowledge how you feel and then you reach for some thoughts that give you some relief, before you know it, you can move into a new place. Because think about it. Think about how many experiences you've had and how much you've put into your vibrational escrow. What do you think is there in your vibrational escrow? Not the details of it. We're not asking you where you will go to or even when it will happen or how it will come about. But what do you think is the essence of your vibrational escrow? What do you think it says? With all that you've lived, especially recently, especially since you've been aware of deliberate creation, what do you think that that vibrational escrow is reverberating mostly? It's that calm that you're reaching for. It's that feeling of well-being. It's that knowing that all is well. It's that feeling of stability. It's a feeling of security. That's why you use those words. And it's fine that you use those words. In other words, we're not ever wanting you to use words that are negative on purpose. But we want you to say, the calm that I'm reaching for is vivid and real for me. And I'm looking forward to releasing the knots in my stomach that I have as I think about different things and really finding that calm. And then just talk about that as it will be. I know, or I believe, or I want to believe that what I've been asking for will come. And while I can't play out all of the details, I know that just like so many wonderful things that have come to me, this will come too. And I can feel, we're speaking for you, I can feel that the universe is on my side, that I'm being tended to, that things are lining up for me. And while I can't control the timing of it, I'm not controlling the timing of it. I can feel that the timing of it can be improved as I feel better and better. And so I'm making decisions that put me in a place of feeling better, and I'm trusting that things will come into alignment. We can see it so clearly, and we are not the least bit worried about you, and you have to find a way of not worrying about it too.
I used to think I was going to be a bag woman, seriously. I thought they would take both houses. And then I sat down and got calm. And I feel a lot better, but I need to go a long way, and you're right. Thank you.
There are so many options for me that I can explore. I have so many plan B, plan C, plan D. Mm-hmm. There are so many things that I would do if I ever needed to, but there isn't anything that I need to do because I've already set into motion what I'm wanting, and the universe is assisting me in bringing this about. And I understand that my work is coming into vibrational alignment with what I've been asking for. So all I have to do is keep picturing what I'm asking for as best I can, and the picture that I have is me feeling glad, me feeling relief, me saying I knew it was going to work out fine, me acknowledging that there was really nothing to fuss and worry about, me being proud of myself because my fussing and worrying got less and less and less, me acknowledging that my dearly departed is aware of what's going on, that just as he was involved in the creation of these properties to begin with, he's still involved in the creation of them. Part of the reason that he wanted them was because he saw them as my security, and he still sees them as my security, and I know that they are my security. And there's no way that something that has been this long-standing security can suddenly turn to insecurity. And it's easy to feel a little impatience between security and insecurity when you're looking at the details of it. But when I look at what it really is, it's not possible for all of that to have been amassed and it not be of some benefit to me. I can really feel that the benefit still stands. I know that the benefit is there for me. And I know that I'm on the brink of realizing the relief of that. And relief is such a wonderful thing. And I'm feeling relief right here this red hot minute, even though nothing has changed in terms of any action. I didn't get any phone call. I didn't hear from a realtor. I didn't feel any movement in the market necessarily. The relief that I'm feeling means that I've changed my proximity to this swirling vortex that's been going on. And I'm appreciative of the last 2 or 3 years that have caused me, helped me to cause this vortex to move faster and faster and faster. And now, by my willingness to participate, by the inspiration that I have felt to come on this cruise, by the inspiration that I'm feeling as I'm relaxing in this environment, I can feel that I'm chilling. I can even feel that this conversation is causing me to release resistance. And I can feel that I'm moving closer and closer into the vortex. I'm actually not even feeling so much calm. I'm beginning to feel a sort of enthusiasm. I'm starting to recognize that things are not only okay, they're really, really, really okay. This is not just going to turn out all right for me. I'm just not going to lose what I've gathered. This is going to be an enormous benefit to me. The security that has been planned for me all along is going to yield itself in full fashion, and I'm going to feel the power of my financial beingness. I can feel it already. It's there for me. The universe is tending to it, and now I'm tending to the way I feel, and I'm closing the gap and allowing the culmination of it to come. And there's plenty of time for me to do that. I've done my work, and I'll hold myself in proximity to that. So now I'm going to bounce around from this edge of enthusiasm to well-being, edge of enthusiasm to well-being, edge of enthusiasm to well-being. I'm going to be eagerly anticipating what's coming next. I'm going to begin to watch for the clues, because now I know the clues are there. I'm going to watch for the evidence of things moving forward, never feeling disappointment about the timing of them, always in knowledge that the clues are there and that things are unfolding and all is well with me. Good. Yes, it is.
Thank you. Yes, it is.